This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com. You want a piece of this?
Okay, welcome back in as we kick off hour number two here of the Budweiser Sports Line with Longshore and McKnight. Bowl season is fast approaching, and the Sun Belt will be represented very well. And their commissioner, Carl Benson, joins us on our Dreamland Barbecue Guest Hotline. Commissioner, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, good morning from New Orleans. I think I've already seen some evidence of Troy Trojans here in the Crescent City. So, look forward to hosting the Trojans down here in the headquarters of the Sun Belt Conference in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome on Saturday.
You know, Commissioner, we talked with you right before the Troy-Arkansas State game. You were up in Jonesboro a week or so ago, and we asked you then about the season to this point for the entire Sun Belt Conference. What a year for Sun Belt Conference football this past season.
Well, and it highlighted by Troy's win at LSU, Barry, and that that by itself still resonates. And I know that lots of my friends here in the greater New Orleans area that are LSU fans certainly remember that. And when they saw that Troy was coming to the dome, they think they are very interested, and they probably are going to be rooting for the Trojans just because they can have a little familiarity with them. So
yeah,
it definitely was the game of the year for the Sun Belt. We didn't get any other wins against the quote Power Five. We had a couple of ones that got away, but I think in general the league competition that we had, especially going down to that last Saturday with the Troy-Arkansas State game, and that was a classic, and people are talking about that. Mm-hmm. And App State got a share of the crown, but it was I know it was a special night there in Jonesboro for Troy to get back on the top, from a Sun Belt standpoint, and I was glad to be there and be able to present them the trophy. So the last two or three minutes of the game there, I was going back from the Troy side down to the Arkansas State side, trying to figure out, okay, where are we going to stage the post game? And there were a couple times there that I thought that trophy was going to have Arkansas State's name on it. But give credit to the Trojans and the guttiness for them to come back and win that game.
Carl Benson is with us from the Sun Belt Conference. I'll toot the horn a little bit along with you and how proud you are of Troy's success and stewardship in the Sun Belt Conference. Within the past calendar year, Troy has won the Sun Belt Conference tournament in women's basketball and represented the Sun Belt in the NCAA. Troy won the Sun Belt Conference tournament on the men's side and represented the Sun Belt in the NCAA, and now Troy has won a piece of the Sun Belt Football Championship and represents the Sun Belt Conference in the New Orleans Bowl. All in all, on the field and off, can you speak as to the stewardship and the success athletically that Troy brings to the league?
Well, they one of the football charter members, and I think over the last 17 years now, they certainly have been a stalwart, and you look at the growth of the Sun Belt, and you only have to look at the growth of Troy and what Chancellor Hawkins has been able to do with what now three athletic directors. Those athletic directors, we're talking about John Hartwell now and Jeremy, they inherited some real history and some real tradition, but they made some significant changes along the way, and I think that Chancellor Hawkins was very successful in hiring first John and now Jeremy to keep the plan in place. And you just go down the list of success as you just did. And Troy, one of my goals is always to try to make sure that when people talk about Troy, they talk about the Sun Belt. And when they talk about the Sun Belt, they talk about Troy or any of our other member universities. Mm-hmm. And I think that very rarely do I have to remind somebody that Troy is in the Sun Belt Conference, and that's the glue that we have, and it just shows you how important, you know, Troy is to the, you know, to the foundation of the Sun Belt.
Commissioner, the New Orleans Bowl itself, the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, continues to be a real strong venue. The city of New Orleans, really ever since this bowl first came into existence, really seems to have supported this bowl and all of the things that go around the bowl experience for the teams and for the city. They've supported this impeccably, in my view. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and you know, New Orleans has a strong history of welcoming you know, visitors to town, and you know, one of the largest destinations, you know, from a attractiveness standpoint, and visitors and people love to come to New Orleans, and once they come to New Orleans, they are able to enjoy it, whether it's the festivals or whether it's the sporting events. And And you know, New Orleans, from Super Bowls to Final Fours to, you know, CFP semifinals to the, you know, Saturday's game with Troy in North Texas. It's an event city and it's a sports city, and you know, I think the Sun Belt is, you know, we're really proud to be able to have our headquarters here and, mm-hmm. and to be right in the center of it. And you know, with three games on Saturday, the last 3 years, I've had to rotate around to games, and I have not even attended a New Orleans Bowl game in, I guess, in 2 years now. But I'll be there on Saturday. I'm going up to Montgomery tomorrow for one of the Camellia Bowl events tomorrow night, and luncheon and on Friday, and then driving back down here on Friday afternoon to take part in the Troy graduation, the seven football players that'll graduate Friday night at Manning's restaurant. Mm-hmm. What a great place that is after seeing Peyton the other day, you know, get the College Football Hall of Fame and the Peyton family, the Manning family here. And that'll be fun, and a pep rally on Friday night, and then, you know, then be able to root for the Trojans. Now that I was in attendance in Jonesboro and they won, you know, Chancellor Hawkins and the First Lady Janice have invited me back now to watch the game on Saturday. So the jinx was broken.
Yes. Commissioner Benson, North Texas is the opponent, from Conference USA, former Sun Belt member in the AutoNation Cure Bowl, Georgia State and Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky, a former Sun Belt member now in Conference USA. Here in Montgomery, the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. Arkansas State represents the Sun Belt against Middle Tennessee from Conference USA, former Sun Belt member. And same thing over in the Arizona Bowl, New Mexico State and Utah State. This is, on Saturday, all in all, conference-wide, sort of a real measuring stick competitively for the Sun Belt Conference against Conference USA. What are your thoughts?
Well, especially the three games on Saturday, and it didn't take me long or others to recognize that the three matchups on Saturday were against those three teams that you mentioned. And mm-hmm. you look at... you know, 5 years ago at this time, as I was kind of beginning my run in the Sun Belt, you know, that you know, those were schools that had long history, and you know, Middle Tennessee played here in the New Orleans Bowl in the early days. North Texas did, you know, Troy did. Those were kind of the three football powers of the Sun Belt back in the early to mid 2000s, and. You know, I think there's a lot on the line, and you know, our goal from the beginning, as we kind of recreated the new Sun Belt, so to speak, was to demonstrate that the schools that stayed, you know, with the Sun Belt are in a, you know, in a good place, which mm-hmm. I think we definitely have established that. And you know, Saturday will be a benchmark. It definitely is not going to go unnoticed. And you know, my conversation with athletic directors and coaches over the last 10 days now, you know, people know it, and I think we're focusing on it. And you know, are they going to be, you know, any bigger than when App State plays Toledo in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I think the answer is yes, they will be bigger. You know that these games are bigger. So I'm not gonna try to ignore the fact that these are
right.
meaningful games against teams that made a decision that they thought that the you know the pasture was greener someplace else. And I think we've created a pretty green pasture for the Sun Belt ourselves.
That's very well said. Let's switch gears just a minute with Sun Belt Commissioner Carl Benson. Here in Montgomery, the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl, primetime Saturday night on ESPN from Crampton Bowl here downtown. Middle Tennessee versus Arkansas State. I think that Johnny Williams, who we'll have on as a guest in about 20 minutes, and Carol Gunter and the entire Raycom Media Camellia Bowl staff have really capitalized on the love for college football in this area and some great corporate support to really make this Camellia Bowl a must-see event in this area. From your perspective in the Sun Belt Conference, how do you think that bowl game has measured up to expectations?
Oh, it's been a home run, Barry. And you know, from the beginning, when we first started talking about the possibility and the history that goes back to the blue-gray game and how college football and then what they've done, you know, with the redevelopment of the stadium, and you know, when you put together entities like ESPN, like Raycom,
mm-hmm.
like the city and county of Montgomery, the political support that we've gotten from both the county and the city, and then you know we had three great great games, come down the stretch, starting with South Alabama in year one, and then the last two games with App State, and right now that had kind of become the Sun Belt versus MAC rivalry with so much drama that has been, and you know they made the switch this year to move the MAC team out and bring Middle Tennessee in, which
mm-hmm.
I think is a good fit for the conference in terms of geography. It was either Middle Tennessee or Akron, and when you think about the Middle Tennessee fan base and its proximity, I think that ESPN was able to make a good move. And again, without that, we probably wouldn't be talking about so much the Sun Belt versus Conference USA, rivalry and matchup coming up on Saturday. So that was a third game that kind of got put together in the last hours on that selection Saturday and Sunday. But you know, Camellia Raycom Bowl has become, or the Raycom Camellia Bowl is now just it's a fabric of the Sun Belt, and one that you know, that our teams. Arkansas State's been waiting to get their chance
mm-hmm.
to get there, and you know South Alabama's had the one, and App State, and you know there was a time there Saturday night when I thought that depending on the outcome in Jonesboro that the Troy Trojans might end up there, and
mm-hmm.
Eventually they will, and when they do it'll be one of the toughest tickets that they'll be in the bowl. You know, the bowl thing, but Georgia State looked at the convenience and the proximity, and you know, their fans were excited there for a bit, thinking that they might end up in Montgomery. So they built a great great credibility, and people around the Sun Belt are definitely taking notice of the bowl.
Great great stuff from the Commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, Carl Benson. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday down in New Orleans. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Carl.
Very good, Barry. Look forward to seeing you. Happy holidays and safe.